You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Chwaba.
Damn right, especially on a day like this. Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. It is so great to have you here on this festive Monday, the classic, fantastic Monday between Christmas and New Year's. Hope everybody had a good Christmas and is having a fantastic holiday season. We are between holidays, and we just take a breath. And then it's New Year's Eve, Con. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Are you going to have a new... Conrad has a new apartment, folks,
yes,
so
yeah.
Feel free to... Phone lines are always open, as you know,
yes.
So feel free to send Conrad a nice apartment housewarming text, if you will.
That would be great. I can put them all over my apartment.
Do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think the Nightlight listeners love you, Con, and they hope you have a nice run in this new abode. What? Tell us about the digs. Is it a pretty cool place? Is it better than your last place?
And one thing that is not better than my last place.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a garage.
Oh, that's a big thing.
Yes, it is, you know, especially in Wisconsin, but it's pretty close to the studio here.
Yeah, that's nice.
So I can just walk.
What's your address over there? I forgot about that, right? You're right across, well, you're close. That's great. Okay.
So, everything else is better, like, updated, you know, because the place I'm living at now was finished completely in July, all the, you know, construction and everything. So it's a cool place. I got like a 2022 washer and dryer, which is pretty cool.
A 2022, meaning it's new, like from that year?
I think it's around there. Or it might even be newer than that. I don't know. But it has Wi-Fi on the washer.
I've never heard of anybody referring to appliances by the year. Like, it's like a 57 Chevy. It's a 2022 washer and dryer.
Well, let me tell you. I probably had a 60... A 65 washer and dryer in my last place.
You had a washboard. So Wi-Fi on the machine. Now,
so I can connect it to my phone.
Okay.
And I can run cycles through my phone, and it'll beep on my phone when it's done.
Wow. So you put it in a nice delicate cycle for okay. Oh, that's kind of cool.
Pretty cool. It's definitely not as big as my last. My last apartment was huge.
Nice.
It was like 13, I think.
1,300 square feet for a single dude.
Yeah. It was pretty big because I had this massive walk-in closet, and I never realized how much clothes I have until I would go into this noose and I like have no room.
So what's the square footage like?
700, I think.
That's all you need. You don't need 1,300 is great,
perfect.
But yeah, it's more to clean when you got 1,300 square feet.
Oh,
and
definitely,
unless you 100%. Have clothes like Diana Ross or something, you don't need a closet that big.
It was nice though when, you know, I had all my friends over for the draft, and I could fit everyone in there.
Right, you could fit everyone in the closet. It sounds like.
No, it's funny actually that someone did sleep in an air mattress in my closet.
So, what do you now? You're by all these breweries now in downtown Green.
Yes,
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's not gonna be great to the pocket probably.
Nah, you'll be fine. Congrats. That's awesome.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
And I cannot thank you enough on not calling me to help you move. I really appreciate that.
At work, buddy. Like, hey, you need to come help me out here.
Hey,
I know you're an hour away, but...
I'm having a moving party, which means no booze or anything. You just help me move. That's the party, baby. So that's exciting. Well, good for you. And listen, it's great to have everybody. I hope... Like, I wonder if people listen to the radio less during the holidays. I think they do, but, like, during this week. We have tonight and tomorrow night, folks, basically, and then we're taking another short break, and we'll be back full-time again on the 5th, and, you know, with regular shows on all the nights. It's going to be a blast, but this week we've got great best-of shows, highlight shows, I like to call them, coming up Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and we will take a little more R&R. I'm excited. I've got so many days to use before the end of the year, and I don't think I could possibly do it. But I'm going to try.
Well, yeah, I believe in you.
I'm going to party like it's 1999 and get my days in one way or the other. But we will be here live tonight and tomorrow night with a question, with great guests, with fun banter, and hopefully with all of you who will text us in whatever you're thinking on whatever we're talking about or answers to our question of the night. And without further ado, why don't we get to the Nightlight question of the night?
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Okay, so yesterday, I thought it was Monday when I came up with this question a few days ago, but it was yesterday. But we can still get some mileage out of this. It was National Playing Card Day. So tonight's question, ladies and gentlemen, is what's your favorite card game? I'm excited to do this. I don't know that we've ever had a card game question. And I'm not I play poker with my friends, and that usually is dealer's choice, you know, and it's fun. It's like fishing. It's not really even about the cards. It's just about the hanging out and laughing and all that kind of stuff. But let me know, what is your favorite card game? That is tonight's question of the night. You can let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Or text us on the app. That's a great way to get hold of the show as well. And the app is very easy to use. Or if you're watching the radio on the stream, drop us a stream comment and let us know what your favorite card game is. And while you're there, give us a like or a follow.
I was about to say, you know, you could always give us a thumbs up there.
Don't cost nothing.
Exactly.
It is funny, though. It is like currency, people with their likes and follows. I've got much more disseminated. Like, I don't. You know, you can only follow. So, like when I first got on social media, I would get an invitation. I would just accept everything because they were my friends. Sure, yeah, here you go. It didn't mean anything. But now, oh my God, I had to go through like probably 6 months ago and just not follow. I was getting so many reminders. You really got to kind of tighten everything up.
Yeah, you definitely get.
I follow the show. You follow Nightlight?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
I get a notification every time we go live.
Okay. Just checking. All right. So the system is working. So let us know, folks. Be part of the show. Love when you guys join the show and share what's on your mind. It's always fun. We've got, let's read our first. We got our first stream comment, and it is from our pal Terry Barr, Conrad. One of our faves. One of our Nightlight besties, who is here every Friday night for Bar Band Friday Night, with the exception of this Friday that will start up again next week or the week of the 5th. Terry will be back with Bar Band Friday Night, which is always so much fun. She says, card game, Kings in the Corner, or the version of Uno that spits cards out at you when you tap a button. That does add a little bit of stress to Uno that I like, because there's always that. It's like that game. Do you remember there was a board game where you actually got shocked and you pass this thing around, and if you do something, people can shock you? And I always was scared I was going to be the guy that had a heart attack or something, so I never...
Yeah. I've never heard of that.
I just don't tempt fate. I bet if you Google it, we could find it. But this sounds like that. I like the Uno game when you tap the button. There's a little bit of suspense there, which is fun. But, Terry, I have not played Kings in the Corner.
Kings Corner is amazing.
Like, you call it Kings Corner?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same thing.
Okay.
My brother and I play that all the time at, you know, gatherings or...
Could you describe the game in about less than 20... Because here's the thing. I saw this meme about a month ago, where it was like the look you have whenever someone is explaining how to play a card game. It's just this blank stare. It was beautiful.
I'll give you a basic one line. It's two players solitaire, pretty much.
Okay.
But the kings are in the corners, and there's a deck in the middle.
You flip cards
and
over.
You get a deck, or you get seven in your hand,
mm-hmm.
and then it's like solitaire rules with the cards that are already out, you know?
My biggest problem with solitaire has always been it's too lonely.
It is.
This sounds like a perfect cure. That's fantastic. Thank you, Terry. Always. I love knowing. Isn't it make you feel good that Terry's listening?
Always.
It's like, you know, we have to up our game a little bit because she's like this broadcasting legend, but I like it. I like it. What I don't like is, how do you feel, Conrad, about the Bears and the Packers playing again?
I don't know if I need that level of stress again.
Well, okay, but here's the thing. I feel like as a Bear fan, my level of stress would be much worse because the Bears would be expected to win that game, and both games they've played, they've been closer than close, and the Packers have not. The Packers are not going to go far in the playoffs, I don't think, barring some kind of. But that game, you know, I've got too much trauma from over the years with the Packers breaking my heart. And I feel like if they play the Bears in the first game, it's not going to go well for us. And we can't stop. The Bears have no pass rush. They can't stop the run. They have no offense, as we saw last night. Let me ask you this. How annoyed are you with the San Francisco 49ers?
The Niners are just always good.
They're always good.
They're always just even a down year, you're like thinking like, they probably won't be that good because the Rams are good. The Seahawks are good. And they just come out of nowhere and they're just... When Brock Purdy came back from injury.
Right.
I mean, even when Mac Jones is playing, they're still...
Because you got Kyle Shanahan.
I mean, that offense, you could... It's just crazy. I still won't forgive the Panthers for giving them CMC.
Who's CMC?
Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, Christian. Yeah, right. I don't even understand how... Like, he's fast. He's strong, but... He's just a guy, like, when one guy has him, he gets away. I don't understand. Like, how do you... And the guy could be bigger. But here's what irritates me more than anything about the San Francisco 49ers. They mortgaged their future to draft Trey Lance, who was beyond a bust.
Yeah.
And then they back in and they luck out with Brock Purdy. They take the last guy literally in the draft, and he's great. That shouldn't happen. You should have to pay a price for that kind of drafting and free agency malfeasance. That's horrible.
They did have a lot of injuries on defense this year. Maybe that was, even though they're still good. I mean, their defense isn't as good as it should be, but.
It's awful. I don't like the Niners. But I could, listen, if anything, if the Bears and Packers play again, that'll give us another week of fun stuff to talk about.
Yeah, I'm just going to be stressed the whole time. Just like, ugh.
Why are you, like, Malik Willis, nobody can stop him anyway.
He is the real
He's
deal.
He's ridiculous. What I know they just paid Love this huge contract, but could you ever see a scenario where Love could be traded for high draft picks and then you roll with Malik Willis?
No, Love is our guy. They won't do what they did to Drew Bledsoe. You know what the Patriots did.
But I think if Love went elsewhere, he could still be good with the right coach.
I mean, a lot of people are saying he's a system QB, but...
Yeah, all right.
I just, you know, two games of Malik Willis, and everyone's like, oh, Jordan Love sucks. Like, he's been good this year.
I'm not saying... No, I'm saying...
No, I'm not, suck, not
but,
you,
but... if you trade him and he get, like, a starting... Isn't he a top 10 quarterback?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's been... Now he's injured, so probably out of it now, but...
Yeah, but when he was
playing... I mean, it's just... Malik Willis is good, though, and he won't be a Packer next year.
Right.
He's going to be a starter somewhere, not in Tennessee. I guarantee he's not going to be in Tennessee.
We'll see what happens. Tonight's question of the night, folks. What is your favorite card game? Yesterday was National Playing Card Day. So let us know your favorite card game on the text line or the stream or the app. We got New Year's to talk about, too. There's a lot of stuff going around. There's a list I found of the best cities to do New Year's, the best activities on New Year's Eve. But first, we are going to do a very short break. And news, sports, and weather is coming up in just about 10 minutes. So sit tight, folks, and you will be kept informed by our fantastic Civic Media News team. That's in just 10 minutes. When we come back, I'm going to tell you, what am I going to tell people, Conrad?
You saw Avatar, didn't you?
I did see Avatar. I'll give a brief thumbnail on Avatar. We'll do that. We'll read some of your texts. That's all coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're out of sight. All right, just move yourself and you glide like the 747 and you lose yourself in the sky among the clouds in your heaven thoughts. Let this room light up the fuse, it's all right. Let this groove set in the shoes of
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You are addicted to that song, aren't you?
It's a good tune.
Great tune. Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Peach Schwabba. I am Peach Schwabba. I meant to ask you before the break, have you watched Stranger Things? Are you caught up on that?
Yeah, I'm completely... Actually, the other day, I was like, I did not rewatch before season 5. I didn't watch So I just rewatched season one because I kind of forgot a little bit.
Yeah.
Season one's so good compared
season to... Season one of the original, of the first, mm-hmm. the actual one it started. Okay.
Season five is good. I just think it's kind of cringy at sometimes.
I agree.
Especially, so you know the big thing, I mean, was that they just, the ad placement was hilarious. You know, yes. like the Gatorade thing that they did. Right. In the second episodes that they released, there was one that they're like, you got to fuel up on Bugles.
Was that a line?
Yeah, I was like, you're kidding me, right?
That is a joke. Oh, my God. So, all right. So, I have two things to say about this. We were at, did that come out Christmas Eve or Christmas
yeah,
Day?
Christmas Day. Yeah, Christmas Day.
So, at like 7 o'clock.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So, I have two, this is a two-parter. I'm at my parents' house. We're having Christmas Day there. We have Christmas Eve at our house. My wife cannot whisper. My wife will lean in and put her mouth close to my ear and then talk at full volume. That's whispering to her. It's not like this. It's like, so we're over there and she leans in and she goes, and she's really close to my ear. She goes, are you and the kids watching Stranger Things tonight? And I'm like, everybody in the room heard her. Like, first of all, it's not even whisper worthy. Nobody cares. Yeah. I don't know what she was going for with that, but she cannot whisper. It's an art. She's a good person. She's got other good qualities. I'm just saying that's kind of... So anyway, my kids ran back to the house because we live right by my parents. We watched Stranger Things, all three episodes. And my son has become this kind of... He's been making these reels on Instagram and TikTok. Various things. He imitates the kid from That 70s Show, does a character called The Bad Boyfriend, and then he did a Stranger Things episode reel just like you're talking about.
Yeah, okay.
So... He's making notes while we're watching Stranger Things. My daughter's helping him. The two of them are putting their heads together. The next day he wakes up and he goes, we might as well not even do it. There have been thousands of people creating reels at how bad the product placement yeah. was in Stranger Things.
It's, you know.
It's overt and just obnoxious.
And I've seen those TikToks that are like that. You know, I've seen your sons too, and those are pretty funny. There's also like, just besides the ad placement one, there's like how cringy the lines are. Right. It's like it reverts to like, oh, he's right behind me, isn't he?
Yeah, and they finish each other's sentences too.
Yeah.
That's like a trope of theirs or something, but I don't care. I'm just watching it to watch with them and hang out.
Yeah.
I don't particularly think the show is great, but there's some fun moments in it. And I agree with you. I thought the first season was...
The first season's dynamite.
Yeah.
It's so good. And I think it's funny is like, this season, it doesn't seem like Eleven, who's like the main character, you know,
yeah,
has those powers that she did in the first season. Like the first season, she made Mike, another like main character, one of the, you know, the kids in it, like literally float in air and fly him back up from falling.
Right. They kind of cherry pick when they use her powers or whatever.
But. And she was like struggling to like pick up a truck. And then in the first season, she literally like, flew one.
That's funny.
I don't know.
All right. So we've got a great show tonight, folks, too, guest-wise, too. Lisa Hale will be here. She is the Bureau Chief of Northeast Wisconsin for news here at Civic Media. And you hear her reports throughout the day. If you're a regular listener, Lisa does a great job. She is also an avid TV watcher, and she will be here to discuss a number of things. And she wants to talk about spiders. So I'm going to... That could be a fun topic just to get people.
I'm scared.
People will listen to it just long enough and they'll have bad dreams tonight. So tune in for that.
Well, you know, you got to watch those corners, make sure there's no spiders in them.
That's right. And then at, where are we going here? 6:10 or 6:35. I'm sorry. Kristen Leidy will be here. Very funny Northeast Wisconsin-based comedian. She's got a lot of funny things coming up. A lot of funny things. A lot of good gigs coming up, including one for New Year's Eve. And you won't... Kristen's so funny, and she's so likable, and I love when she comes into the studio. So she's going to tell us all about her upcoming dates and some other things. She's opening for some really cool people. We'll cover that at 7:05. We're going bang, bang with some comedy here, some comedy bang, bang, as it were. Des Mulrooney will be here to tell us about his New Year's Eve show at Memories Ballroom in Port Washington. And then, Conrad, we are going to close the show up with, this is Wisconsin, some cheese talk.
Oh, it's Wisconsin?
It's Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
Can't you tell by the icicles on your eyelashes when you walked in?
Yeah.
Donna Hahn will be here to discuss the big cheese drop in Plymouth. it's this thing they've been doing for like 20 years, and it's like an 80-pound chunk of cheese, and the Big Apple has the ball drop, Plymouth, Wisconsin. The cheese capital of Wisconsin, we'll ask Donna about that too, has a thing where they drop this thing of cheese, and I assume they all cut it up and have at it. But Donna will be here at 7:35. So there is your show. We've got really fun guests, and we'll talk some comedy, some cheese, some TV. News is coming up in just 2 minutes, folks. Sports, news, and weather. And I did see Avatar.
Yeah. You gotta let me know how it is.
Very long. And I'll tell you this. You know, you could watch the first two acts and then leave the theater, because the third act is a big battle in the beautiful paradise. It's a spectacle. It's a beautiful movie, and you know, the CGI is great, but man, everyone in our party, we went with like 12 people, agreed it was very similar. The end was like they could have just swapped the endings or took the ending from the second one and added it to this. I didn't love it.
Did you
okay.
watch it in 3D?
No, kind of limited our movie viewing in Marinette. Did they have that here in Green Bay?
You know
Bay,
what? All right, so me having terrible vision, I have to put on my 3D glasses
over
my glasses.
I'm over here.
I don't like doing that. So
you have to put on 3D glasses over your glasses.
Yeah.
Does that like mess you up after the movie too for a
while? Yeah, it feels a little weird too. Like it gives me a pretty bad headache too. So I really don't watch 3D movies.
It'd be kind of cool if when you left the theater, you were seeing things in 2D.
All
right. We are coming up after news with Lisa Hale will be here. You are here on a great night, folks. It's Monday. Let's celebrate. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. All right. It is Monday, folks. Gotta love the week between Christmas and New Year's, because it doesn't really feel like we're working. We're not mailing it in.
Maybe you aren't.
You're mailing it in, guy. Get his feet up on the board, just trying to hit it with your toes. All right, folks. As I mentioned, we got a jam-packed night. Great guests here tonight. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite card game? Yesterday was National Card Playing Day, I believe. So our question of the night is, do you have a favorite card game? I don't think I gave mine. I'm going to wait and ask Lisa, our first guest, this, and then we can give ours, Con. But let's start with Lisa. I wouldn't be surprised. Lisa's very Wisconsin, but she somehow got a little bit of a Southern accent. I don't know if you noticed that. So maybe she'll tell us about a card game she learned from some of her many travels. But right now, without further ado, it is my pleasure to welcome the wonderfully talented News Bureau Chief of Northeast Wisconsin here at Civic Media. She is also one heck of a TV watcher, Lisa Hale. Hey, Lise.
Hello. Yeah, TV is one of my favorite things. One person described it once as literature, television as literature. And I love that description, because not all of us will pick up a book, but we'll sit there and watch 8 hours of a show in one weekend, given the chance.
Listen, there is nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to watching color television. It's a beautiful invention. It's an escape. I absolutely love it. And I quote the great Bart Simpson, who, when Marge asked him, Bart, how much TV do you watch a day? How many hours of TV do you watch a day? 6, 7, if there's something good on. So you don't even need it to be, you know, award-winning television. But hey, right, it's good to see you, Lise. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Doing very well. Do you have a home studio going there? Where are you?
This is out of the WISS studios here in Oshkosh. Yeah.
Very nice.
I was still working, and I looked at the clock and I went, oh, I have to be on with Pete here in about 15 minutes. I'm not going home. I'll just stay right here.
Well, you don't have to be. And that's what makes it such a beautiful gesture. You just come on anyway. And we love that. So it is great to have you here. Let's start with the question of the night. Do you have a favorite card game?
Okay, when you have to clarify this, because when you're talking about a card game, are you talking about a card game with a standard deck of cards, or are you talking about just a card game, a game that uses cards?
Well, okay. I would say playing cards like, the Hoyers or whatever the brand is.
Hoyle.
Hoyle, yeah. And somebody said, Uno too, which is acceptable. I think if you have to draw like Monopoly has cards, I wouldn't call that a card game. So, but okay. But you know what? Your dime, your dance floor. You tell us whatever card game you like. There are no
rules.
If
you're talking about the cards that you pick up at, you know, any game store, the 52 card pickup cards, I absolutely love gin. I will play gin constantly. But if you're talking about my favorite card game in general, it's Munchkin. Have you ever played Munchkin?
I have not. I've never even heard of Munchkin, to be honest.
Oh my gosh. It is so much fun. If you have anybody who's into role-playing games or D&D or anything of that nature, Munchkin takes that kind of philosophy, turns it on its head, and makes it ridiculous.
Oh, man.
And I love it.
That is fantastic. That sounds, can't take a memo. Let's Google Munchkin.
Munchkin. And
I got it on Amazon right now. So
they have so many different versions of Munchkin. There's you know, Munchkin with vampires called Munchkin Bites. There's Munchkins in space. There's Munchkins everywhere. So
that is fun. I got to check this out. Okay, because I'm always looking for a new card game too. I don't play cards a ton, but I do love Texas Hold'em poker. I said you kind of have a Southern accent. Can you tell us a little bit about where you're from and your travels again and how you ended up in very cold Northeast Wisconsin?
Well, I mean, in my defense, I was born in the Midwest. I was born in Michigan.
Okay.
When I was 12, my grandmother was told, you can't survive another Michigan winter.
Oh, that's not nice.
Because she had really bad lungs. And she told my mother, we're not moving south unless you move south. So mom packed up the three kids and we all moved down to Louisiana. That's where the accent comes from. Okay. I was 12 years old and living in Louisiana until I was about, I was in my mid-20s when I moved to Texas. And then from Texas, I went to Mississippi. And then from Mississippi to Wisconsin, Wisconsin to Louisiana, Louisiana back to Wisconsin.
See, you have just enough, like, you got a little bit of Southern in there, and it mixes well with the Midwest, accent, I guess, for lack of a better word. Like, I feel like, I know I definitely have some version of Chicago and Wisconsin mixed. I don't really hear an accent on Conrad much. I think he's a lifelong. You're a lifelong Wisconsinite. You're not.
You can't really.
He's got a Wisconsin accent. He's got a. You know, it's funny. If I talk to my family, my sister specifically, because she has got one hell of a Southern accent.
Okay.
So if I talk to my sister, or my brother, or any of my friends down south, it comes back because, you know, you're in that.
Right.
If I drink, it comes back. And for most, but I'll listen to my newscast and every once in a while I will go, oh my gosh, that sounded so Southern. So
that's hilarious. And you know what? Like, I've kind of split my time between Chicago and Wisconsin. So I feel like once in a while, but I've been in Wisconsin for the last several years, and I feel like once in a while I'll hear myself say, yeah, they're taking the boat out or something like, and I'm like, oh God, I don't want to be that. And I also don't want the Chicago where's my hat? Like that kind of thing. I find them cringeworthy. I try to speak accent free.
It's so funny because I will call this a Coke.
Yeah.
It's not a soda. It's not a pop. It's a Coke.
Yes.
I will call the things you push at the grocery store a buggy. Those are definite Southernisms.
Okay.
But I do say, oop, let me scooch past right past by you here. You know, I do that all the time in the store. Oop, let me scooch past by you. So
I love those little idiosyncratic, like a friend of mine said, or my sister came back from her friends instead. Her dad said they were talking about a basketball practice or something. And the dad said, oh, and it was a practice yet besides. Like, way too many words there. But it just kind of makes things fun. I don't know.
Yep. And the one thing that we didn't do in the South that we do up here that I picked up is the yeah, no, yeah. And
yeah.
No, yeah, no.
Or the no.
Erno, and bubblers.
Bubblers?
I would call it a bubbler. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you say stop and go lights?
You know, Not until I lived in Ripon, Wisconsin for a long time. But yeah, I do say stop and go lights now. And I also say cop shop for the police department.
Oh, that's a cool one, though. Like, I don't say stop and go. I just stop lights, I think, gets the point across. You know,
I
like,
do a stop and go light.
Yeah,
I
nobody's going to stop me and go, whoa. Can you go with these lights too? Or is it stop only? Like, you know.
The interesting thing is that I have friends in Louisiana, in Texas, and Kansas, and Oklahoma, and you can hear the, and Georgia, you can hear the slight changes in their southern accent. And
okay.
You can pinpoint it. But you can definitely pinpoint Wisconsin.
Yes, I agree.
In a half second.
And it's not even, it's not, it's similar to Minnesota or the UP, but it's its own thing, don't you think?
It's its own thing, yeah.
And it's so weird how you get south, like the Illinois-Wisconsin border, the accent changes. And why is that? It's not like there's, it's mountains or a different country. It's very strange.
It's the same, really, in most states. In Louisiana, the North Louisiana accent is miles apart from the central Louisiana or the Cajun accent, which is miles apart from New Orleans. It has its own accent.
Right. So, that's great.
And New Orleans accent is practically a New York accent.
Yeah, that's weird. Okay. See, this is why I love having news people on. Like, you could break this down, especially one as well traveled as you. So that was that was an education. That was awesome.
Well traveled. That's a very nice way of saying one of them is as old as you, Lisa.
No, or I could have said nomadic, but either way, it's a very exotic term. So tell me, Lisa Hale is my guest, by the way, folks. She is the bureau chief for news here in Northeast Wisconsin, part of our civic media family. Lisa, what is your deal with spiders? Because the last couple times we've had you on, you've mentioned spiders, and I'm like, I think she might want to talk about this. So tonight, you have the floor. Is it a love-hate relationship? Just hate? What is the deal?
It started out as a hate relationship. I used to be. I used to be terrified of spiders to the point where I would take a picture of a spider, text my best friend and say, come over and kill it. I can't even go near it. I mean, I was terrified, but I'm also a photographer. And I started taking pictures of insects, specifically spiders, and then would have to go and look up everything about that particular species of spider. So I got to the point where it was kind of like therapy through photography. So by learning about all these spiders, I learned which were dangerous and which were not. And I began to love them. I absolutely love them now. I am not afraid of spiders. I can pick up any spider and relocate it. I mean, any spider.
I do that. And I've taught my kids to do that. You don't need to kill it. Put it outside. Don't crush an entire universe. You know, this is one of God's creatures. We can be nice here. Mosquitoes, I will slap the crap out of without even thinking twice.
Mosquito.
You wait, even mosquito. Like you,
I hate a mosquito.
Oh, okay, good, same.
And I hate a cockroach. I will squish a cockroach and I will squish a mosquito. But a spider, nope.
Well,
and
spread,
you know,
they spread disease. That's okay to do that. You're defending yourself, not a spider. The mosquitoes and the and the cockroach.
I was going to say, because spiders don't spread disease. As a matter of fact, I could do a TED talk on spiders. I swear to you, Pete, I could. There are only three classifications of spiders that are considered medically significant.
Oh, really?
In the United States of America.
Okay.
They are the black widow and all of her species, the brown widow, and the brown recluse. And of those spiders, we only have one that occurs naturally in Wisconsin, and that is the northern black widow.
But is that poisonous here in Wisconsin? We had those in LA all the time. We would see them in our garage, and I would tell the, you know, don't go near that. But the poisonous ones are here in Wisconsin too?
Black widows are medically significant. And every single spider on the face of the earth is venomous.
Yeah.
But whether or not it's medically significant to a human being is what you go by.
When you say medically significant, meaning it can cause you harm.
It can cause you some sort of distress.
Okay.
Wow. And black widows can cause some neurological disorder and reaction. They can make you very sick to your stomach if they're big enough, if you get bit enough. Brown widows, much more mild than black widows where the venom is concerned, but they are extremely prolific in the South. I mean, wow. They're becoming an invasive species. And then the brown recluses.
Yeah.
Which basically what you're getting problems from the brown recluses is a staph infection. So,
all right. Know. Let's pick up there. Lisa Hale is here, folks. We're going to do a very short break. I'm going to come back and ask her why you had to take a picture of the spider to send your friend. Is that so we know? You can't just say there's a spider here. He has to know what kind of weaponry to bring, apparently. So we'll get into all that.
Spider.
We'll get into all that after this very short break. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back. I am Pete Schwabe. This is Nightlight. It is great to have you here, folks. Let's Monday. Let's do this. We finally get to talk about the things we love. That break was too long, Lise. I don't know. Did you take a few days off of for Christmas?
What? I took Christmas off, but yeah, no.
Spoken like a true reporter. That is the voice of Lisa Hale. She is the Northeast Wisconsin Bureau Chief for Civic Media, and we love having her on the show because she is an avid TV watcher. She knows spiders and all kinds of stuff.
Spiders.
Conrad hates spiders. He just said that, and he was
Conrad, I could so teach you that not to hate them. You'll end up loving them if you hang out with me.
I went to Australia when I was younger. And
never mind.
My first encounter with a black widow when I was 11, and I went to the bathroom. Yeah? No, it didn't bite me, but I saw it in the corner of the stall that I was using. Never finished a bathroom break so fast in my life.
That could be extra precarious if you see one in the bathroom, depending on your situation.
That reminds me of my brother who had the same thing happen. He took a picture of it and sent it to me and said, I can't go back in there.
Oh, no. You're the spider. Just to clarify. Okay.
Yes. He took a picture of the spider and said, oh, my God, Pete.
Lisa, our friend Amanda Nimmer, one of our producers here at Nightlight and WGBW and our social media guru, is listening. And she says, Lisa, in all caps and exclamation points, what is it like when you get that much love? That's pretty cool.
I love it.
Yeah.
And speaking of Amanda, can you see this spider that she gave me this last year?
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
So we're late to the party. A lot of people know you have the okay.
Well, I used to keep a page called Spider Chick Lisa Hale. I had a Facebook page on it. I used to do a whole thing on it.
Okay.
Do you
spray for spiders? Because in our house, we get them in. If we don't spray, they come in and they're all over the place because we have like a subterranean kind of dealio.
I hated it.
Yeah.
I hated doing it. We have so many orb weavers and yellow sac spiders at our property that they tend, spiders poop, y'all. They do.
Yeah,
and they
make
a mess on the siding. And I hate spraying for spiders. I hate it because I love them all. But will.
That's a problem, though. I never even thought of that. I guess they do have to.
Yeah, spiders poop.
Yeah. Why wouldn't a spider have to have a BM once in a while?
Uh-huh.
Right? Okay.
And it can be messy on your siding and stuff like that. It can cause problems.
Gosh. All right. Lisa Hale is here. She is a reporter here at Civic Media covering Northeast Wisconsin. She's joining us tonight live from our Oshkosh studio. I have to talk to you. Would you be able to stick around for a few minutes through the news, Lise?
Sure.
Because we haven't even gotten to I want to talk about your sitcom list. But you're also watching a show. Yeah, you're watching a show that I'm watching called Dark Winds. And I'm through all three seasons. It's Robert Redford produced with, I think, George
R. R. Martin.
Yeah.
Yes.
From the Beatles. And the two of them have teamed up. Dark Winds is the show. It takes place on a Navajo reservation, Reservation Police. And really good show. But tell me your thoughts on the show.
I've only seen the first season. And while we were watching it, number one, I loved, absolutely loved the way that they wove indigenous culture into the show without making it about indigenous culture. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. That's a great way to put it.
They did. It was part of life. It's not, look at this, this is indigenous. It was, this is just how it is. And this is,
you got to solve a murder. Yeah, exactly.
And we got to solve a murder with it. And I'm really, really appreciative of the writing and the representation. And it got me. They had a little bit of a supernatural edge to it in that first season.
Yeah.
And I was really caught up in the whole thing. I really enjoy it.
The third season is like that a little bit too. There's a supernatural element to it, but they do it really well. You can't tell if it's actual supernatural, if they're saying this exists, or is it in this guy's head. But right. They also do a great job of, like, typically I feel like during an 80s network drama, if there was a police drama set on a Navajo reservation, they would say, like, oh, here come the bad white FBI agents and they're going to tell you how to do it. This show the characters are more complex. It's just mm-hmm. very well written show. I like it. And it's not always the most exciting. They take their time, but I'm okay with that.
And that's one of the things I said to my husband. I was like, the storytelling in this is slow and deliberate. And that's what I like. It's set, or at least the first season was, I don't know about the rest of them, was set in the 70s.
In the 70s, so right.
I'm sitting there and I'm watching this going, of course, I remember the 70s.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's great. And the actor, I forgot, that was great that you mentioned that. The lead actor who plays a character named Joe Leaphorn, he's the chief of police on the reservation, is Zahn McLaren. He's one of those guys, like, where if you check out the show, you'll go, oh, I've seen this guy in a ton of stuff, and he's mm-hmm. great.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, Lisa Hale is here, folks. We are going to talk about another show you told me about, Lise, From is coming back on. I watched the first season. It's very creepy.
It is very creepy. And I will tell you, I am proud to have been the one to introduce you to From.
Yes, you are.
It's had three seasons so far, and season four is about to kick off in February, and I am very excited. Now, it is a complete and total mind salad.
It's not like Dark Winds.
No.
So, all right, we'll talk about that. When we come back, Lisa's going to tell me her top five all-time favorite sitcoms, and that encouraged me to make a list too. So we'll talk about that. Share your favorite sitcoms with us, folks. We know Conrad's, but he'll share his as well. It's yes. going to be a big sitcom love fest here, because our pal Lisa Hale is here tonight. We are going to get the news, sports, and weather. Civic Media's team is going to keep you informed. Tonight's question is, what is your favorite card game? Share that with us. We'll read it on the radio. How cool is that? Don't even cost nothing. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. We're coming back after news, sports, and weather.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.